Damien Barrett, Triple M's own, and of course the Footy Show's own, and the man who broke
midweek
he's going to be on later, that broke the biggest story in football. No question in that, I don't think now, in the history of the game. Damo, welcome.
Hey, JB and Bill, and yeah, I heard you talk before about the release, the public release of this AFL 35-page report into Essendon Footy Club. It's an extraordinarily complex and detailed document, and one which basically has ramifications or potential ramifications and serious ones in just about every single paragraph of those 35 pages.
Look, it is a staggering thing to read, Damo, and we've got to again repeat that these are charges or allegations, and Essendon has the right to fight them.
They do.
Yes.
But it is so detailed, and I'm going to ask you, where do you think it leaves the Essendon Footy Club?
Well, just with absolutely no room to move at all. I mean, if this is what the truth in terms of what James Hurd has been referring to wanting to be made public, if this is what it is, well, it's not at all a good look. They can't move. I can't see how they could take this to the Supreme Court and ask a court of the land to sort of treat them leniently on it. Again, they're going through that with logistics and processes and protocols, but bottom line is, you've going to have to, at some stage, face up to what is in it. And you're right. I mean, they're going to challenge a lot of it, if not 85-90% of it, as Mark Thompson said the other night. But the detail in it is extraordinary. And, I mean, I don't know where to start with in terms of actually saying to you what I took out of it most. I mean,
I'll read you clause, if you like, or charge 51 or whatever they are.
Yep.
With the assistance of Shane Charter, a convicted drug dealer.
Yep.
Dank ordered various peptides or the raw materials for such peptides. The compounding of these substances was undertaken by Nima Alavi at the Como Compounding Pharmacy, Como. At least some of these substances were intended by Dank for administration to players at the club and were in fact administered to players at the club.
Yep.
So, Purple, I am just reading this with no more or less knowledge about it than anyone else.
Yeah.
So I read that clause or that charge and I think to myself, ouch.
Yeah. And you go, I mean, you can go back to page 24 and look at point 123. And there's a reference there to a draft human trial protocol, which, again, as an allegation, that Dank was involved in a draft human trial protocol, but the players had no knowledge of any such research being done into them on the back of what was being given to them. It's just staggering in its detail, and it also too. I mean, this is also the AFL just reclaiming control of this situation, which I suppose in a public sense and maybe a perception sense had got away from it since it charged the Footy Club last Tuesday night. From that point onwards, they had been very, very silent on what they were saying about this matter publicly. They clearly had tired of what was being put out on the other side, including, you know, the ambushing of the argument over this being exclusively dealing with the AOD 9604 substance. I mean, as you know, JV and Bill, we've been saying, yes, that's part of the story, but it is not the only part of this story. And look, for the AFL to put its name and its emblem to this statement and to then release it in the public fashion it has done, it just doesn't do that unless it's prepared to back up every single line of what is in it. Now, they may well be proven that some of the charges, as you've pointed out, JB, may not stack up, okay? So Essendon may refute some of them, but they're not going to refute all of them. The AFL is not in the business nor habit of putting out public statements like this without having the strongest of internal conviction that each allegation can be proven.
So what happens, Purples, Monday? Is it that commission meeting still goes ahead, obviously? Do Essendon come to that?
It's up to them, basically, Bill. They've sought and been given a stay of proceedings, effectively, by way of legal manoeuvring in the past 24 hours. So they don't have to. Andrew Demetrio was almost, and look, it's a posturing and a positioning now. It was quite almost flippant about Essendon's role in that meeting. But the meeting's going ahead, he said, if you don't press conference today. And if Essendon, you know, wants to turn up, well, you know, we'll see what they have to say. But You've sought the extension of time required, and he's understanding of that, and they knew that was coming, so they've given them that extension, but they're not going to go away. I mean, you can delay it, and you can suppress certain things, and you can injunct other matters, but the bottom line is this is not going away. So whether they want to start the ball rolling on it next Monday, or they want to keep delaying it until to a point where they're comfortable to go into it, but it is not going away. And again, JB, as we said, I mean, we'll talk about this more when we come on at 4:30 with the chief. But the letter from Dr. Reid, it's startling in its in its own I suppose isolation. But the fact that he himself was prepared to put pen to paper and write such a letter, but then clearly, and I say clearly, given that the subsequent messaging around him by the AFL. Subsequent to that point, was not prepared to absolutely back up everything he said. I mean, he still went along with the program, again, according to the AFL, beyond writing that particular letter. Yeah.
Well, and we also see on page six where the AFL this document very clearly details conversations in 2011 with the club's then performance dietitian and recovery coordinator, a lady called Benita Laylor, where she had expressed extreme concerns about the direction some of this was headed in. And she was given pretty short shrift, according to these documents, by not only the coach at the time, but also the head of footy.
And there's, I mean, again, as you say, JB, what is the key paragraph? Page 6, number 19, I mean, there is confirmation of the meeting that has, we've all reported on it, that Hurd had with ASADA and the AFL Integrity Unit. There's confirmation of that meeting. It's confirmation that the subject of that meeting was peptides and that there was basically a warning that the AFL and the ASADA would be looking at any use of peptides in the same category as HGH and steroids, which are at the serious end of illegal drug use, and that basically it was a warning shot. Don't go down this path. That's confirmation from the AFL anyway that meeting took place and that the subject of conversation was the very heart of this investigation.
All right, Damo. Well, we thank you for that. We look forward to chatting with you when you come in at 4:30.
See you then, boys.
See ya.
Damien Barrett, and as I say, you can access this document. Have a look at it.
There's some blacked out stuff in there, which is interesting about James Hurd.
Lots of blacked out stuff, Bill.